हम श्री गुरु श्री जुता परकमलां श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्री रूपां साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथां विथां थां सुजीवं साद्वैतां सावदूतं परिजनासहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्णपदां सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च आनन्दलीला मय विग्रहाय हे मावदिव्यच्च विसुन्दराय तस्मै महाप्रेमरसप्रदाय चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते हरे कृष्ण सुभाषण
नाइस क्वेश्चन वी हैव फ्रॉम अजय कृष्ण प्रभु.
Nice.
And the question is, the last chapter of Guru Maharaj's book, Search for Sri Krishna, Reality the Beautiful, is titled Reality the Beautiful. And it narrates the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the question is, does it mean that Mahaprabhu, being Reality the Beautiful himself, is at the same time looking for that reality and finds it in the deepest point of separation?
Well, first of all, I should say something about how the book came about. And part of it was in realizing that what Srila Guru Maharaj was teaching, expressing, was not redundant. See, if what he was saying was redundant or just repeating what had been given, what would be the point of making that book? Kaviraj Goswami makes this a point in the introduction of Chaitanya Charitamritam by giving full recognition to Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is generally considered to be the Vyas of Chaitanya Leela, the biographer of Mahaprabhu. Even though there are some others, but Vrindavan Das is given that prestige, if you want to say. So Kaviraj Goswami is saying, then what is the need for another book? Is there something flawed in what he's presented? No. Right. And if I were merely to repeat the same pastimes that he has expressed in great detail, not only would that be inappropriate, but it would be offensive. It would be a slight toward him. So making a case to the readers for the necessity of Chaitanya Charitamritam, right? Which we can understand by the grace of our Guru Varga that to... And what Kaviraj Goswami himself says is that there are certain things that Vrindavan Das, for fear of his work becoming voluminous or for whatever reason, certain things were not described or not described in detail. I will present those things here. But even that, the abject humility of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, because what is described in the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam is not expressed anywhere else. It's not just certain pastimes that weren't included, but it is a different perspective, actually, from a different point of view. And this is indicated in the beginning, where he's saying, what I'm presenting is based upon the notes of Srup Damodar and the expanded notes of his assistant, Raghunath Das Goswami. And with support from Rupa Goswami, the writings of Rupa Goswami. And what really is being presented is the internal reason for the descent of Mahaprabhu. It's called Bahiranga Sanghe Kore Nama Sankirtan Antaranga Sanghe Kore Rasa Ashvadan. With the general group, he's engaged in Nam Sankirtan himself and distributing to others. And this is alluded to in this question. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, Guru Maharaj, liked to quote saying, Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundara Bara Nagara Bara Nityam Nijer Namabhi. That he's singing and dancing, but what is he doing? He's taking his own name. Does that mean he's chanting Gauranga, Gauranga? No. Anta Krishna Bahir Gauram Darshitangari Bhai Babam. Internally Krishna, and externally he's in the position of a devotee. So what he means to say by taking his own name, from in the mood of a devotee, is taking the name of Krishna. Right? Radha Bhava Duti Subalita. And not Bhakta Bhav in general, but what type of Bhakta Bhav? What is the highest? Radha Bhav. The heart of Srimati Radharani. Bhav and Kanti, or heart and halo. Right? So the way she takes Krishna Nam, that's how he's taking Krishna Nam. He wanted to relish her position. So Kaviraj Goswami, quoting Rupa Goswami, Aparam Kashyapi Prani Jana Vrindasya Kutuki Rasotsamam Upaboktam Kamapiya Rucham Swama Bhavre Dutim Yatadiyam Tadiyam Sat Chaitanya Kame Putna Sri Chaitanya Devaskriti Devakriti Na Kripayatu. I forget the words right now. When he's saying, giving some special insight that was not presented in an inoffensive way and in a way not to slight the original author. That has to be understood very carefully and noted. Right? And not in any way casting any sort of aspersion towards Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. But yet revealing something that was not given there. Right? So you can understand, very delicate matter. Going deeper internally for what is the internal reason. This Guru Maharaj always supplies some nice way for us to understand these things, a simple way. So he said, one you could call public service, private life. And we go, oh, okay. It's like you have a public servant, he's doing service, and he has his private life. So one work is primarily observing his public service, which is wonderful, and everyone will say, well, isn't that the most beneficial thing? Because we're sharing in that. Yes, you think, but this is his private life. As when the mystic letter comes from Advaita Acharya. And Mahaprabhu, although really he knows why he's saying to Sriptamidhar, what is this? Sriptamidhar is saying, what does this letter from Advaita mean? Where he's saying, you know, the rice market is saturated now, everyone, you know, all the purchasing has been done. You know, he's talking like almost like wholesale retail, he's talking about selling rice in the market. What is he talking about? But what he's saying is, what you came to give, you flooded the market with that. All the buyers, everyone is, everything, what do you, the reason you descended, the Yuga Avatar aspect of your descent, to deliver the holy name of Krishna to everyone, more than achieved. Right? As Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur or Srila Guru Maharaj, Krishna Nama Siddhu Dhamma Danya Dana Sagaram, Prema Dhamma Deva Meva Nomi Gora Sundaram. Very beautiful. He says, Krishna Nama Siddhu Dhamma. It's the abode of all nectarine substances. Krishna Nama Siddhu Dhamma Danya Dana Sagaram. Dan Sagar means like, at one point, like when they would give elephants as gifts, then you have the idea of elephantine. What would be a giant gift to give somebody? Nothing greater than the holy name of Krishna. You know, what does Prabodhananda say? Vanchitosmi, vanchitosmi, vanchitosmi na sangshaya. Vishvam gorurase magnam sparshopi mamanabhava. It's very beautiful. He's, I've been cheated, I've been cheated, I've been cheated. Of this there is no doubt. And we're thinking, what? Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, Astasaki, Tungavidya. This is, what do you mean? This is impossible. What do you mean? I've been cheated, I've been cheated. I've been there's no doubt. Why? He said, Vishwam Guru Se Magnam. You came and inundated the universe in Gaur Prem, Krishna Prem, right? Bhakti Rasa. And I wasn't touched by a drop. The humility of the devotee, right? He's not saying like, and I know all these things. I'm Prabodhananda Saraswati, I'm Astasaki, look how much I know. Think of all the confidential pastimes I have. And he's saying, oh, I wasn't touched by a drop. I'm such an unfortunate soul. And of course, Srila Guru Maharaj, we cannot believe that. So now are we saying, what, we don't believe the statements of the great devotees of the scriptures? They're supposed to be our sources, right? That's what he says, we have to believe that. He's saying, no, that's impossible. Said, what we learn from this, what we're being taught, is the appetite of Prabodhananda Saraswati. What is a flood for others is not a drop for him. That we can take away from this. In that way, we can't understand it any other way. But nonetheless, that public service in this sense, I mean, of Mahaprabhu. So he's saying public service, private. So when he says the Sriptamidhar, what does Advaita mean? And Sriptamidhar knows, of course, also, but these are delicate subject matters, especially anything that would allude to the winding up of these pastimes from this plane. So he is saying, wow. And then Mahaprabhu says, I think I know. He said, like, and we've seen this in India when they have like a village festival. They have, particularly Durga Devi, during Durga Puja, they get some, the deities commissioned. They make a deity for a week or a month. Then they parade the deity around and garland and aarties. Then they take the deity and then they throw the deity in the pond. Well, they don't throw it, but they gently, you know, have the deity going. And then the deity's in the pond. And then after, you know, and it just sort of dissolves into the pukur, the pond. So Mahaprabhu says, oh, I know. Advaita's like that. Which shows Mahaprabhu's humor also. He's like one of those people. They make a deity, they invite a deity for some purpose. And once the purpose is fulfilled, then you don't need the deity anymore. Right? Toss it in the pond. But why he's saying that is because, again, in the beginning of Charitamritam, what do we hear? That he's saying, I heard the calls of Advaita, right? He said, who took palm of tulsi, of Ganga jal with some tulsi leaves. That's the power of tulsi and Ganga. He said, Tulsi Jalakena Ikrinite Atmanam Swam Bhaktebyo Bhakta Bhatsala Tulsi Dala Matrena Chulakenava. And with a palmful, he's serving the situation. Tulsi Dala Matrena Jalasha Chulakenava. He's upset by what he sees, the present condition of the world at that time. So he's praying for the Lord to come down, and more than praying, calling with some devotional demand. So he's, sometimes the Lord would say, I was, you know, lying on Sheshai, on Vishnu, Anantashesh, which is also somewhat humorous. But anyways, and when I heard the calls of Advaita, what he's not saying there clearly is like, I have my own, it was perfect because it was time for the Yuga avatar to descend, but I have my own agenda. So taking advantage of the necessity of the Yuga Dharma coming, Mahaprabhu comes every Kali Yuga, but not as Radha Baba Duti Subalita. So he descends and fulfills that Yuga Dharma of Krishna Nam distribution. But Advaita is saying, giving permission and indication. Now that internal reason for why you have descended, you can pursue that. You've, without any feelings of, any guilt or that you're somehow acting irresponsibly. Right? He's giving his consent. Because from that point on, then Mahaprabhu, behind closed doors in the company of Srup Damodar and Ramananda, plunging the depths of Radha Bhav and the heights of Krishna Prem 24 hours a day for the last 12 years of his manifest pastimes. So when we came in connection with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, a shift in perspective took place, because under the influence of his conception, the prominence of Mahaprabhu and Radharani, Radha Dasyam. So we understood Krishna consciousness in a particular way. And then, like, Kintu Prabhoya Priyeva Tasya Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. But with, by his grace, with this increased focus, scrutiny, the shift took place toward Radha Dasyam, Radharani herself and Mahaprabhu, the importance of Mahaprabhu. That actually the whole Krishna consciousness movement is the outcome of Mahaprabhu's descent. When Srila Guru Maharaj started speaking about Krishna, Mahaprabhu, etc., it was similar to what we had heard before, but there was something new also. It became clear to me and to others that how the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement would benefit from hearing his expressions of Krishna conception, as Srila Prabhupada himself had appreciated. Always some very fine point, as when Chutananda asked Prabhupada, when Prabhupada returned after his successful delivering Krishna consciousness to the Western countries, because we should remember also when we last spoke on Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance day, and I emphasized the point that he needed an agent of distribution who appeared in the form of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he founded Gaudiya Math, spread it all over India, but he wanted that it be taken to the rest of the world, particularly America. So he needed an agent of distribution and was always emphasizing to his disciples the importance of this, particularly representing Krishna conception in the English language. So Srila Prabhupada, his divine grace A.C., Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he brought Krishna consciousness to the Western world, to the rest of the world. So if not for him, then no, there would be no discussion about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Sridharmar, Srila Gwant. No one would know anything about anything if it were not for him. And as a side point, how he distributed Krishna consciousness through imperfect agents. Right? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the leader of kirtan should be a pure devotee. Right? Otherwise, the devotee should not join in that kirtan if it's not led by a pure devotee. And that's another subject. But keeping it on point here, then we can say the Krishna consciousness movement that went to the Western world was a kirtan conducted by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He's the pure devotee who was leading that kirtan. So if the imperfect agents, his descendants, joined in, Krishna's compensating for their lack of competency. And you say, how do I know that? Because I've read the Bhagavad Gita, where he says, Ananyas chintayantamam yejana paryupasate tesha yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Saying, if something is lacking at one point, I compensate in this sense for the local agent's lack of qualification or competence. I'm compensating for that. So although the disciples of Srila Prabhupada were flawed in various ways, imperfect in various ways. Somehow what was transmitted through them, the people on the other side, the receiving end, were having a divine experience. So it's amazing how this divine mercy in the form of the modern day Krishna consciousness movement was spread in this way. Then we can understand, as Prabhupada often quoted, Krishna Shakti Bina Nahe Tara Pravartan. Mahaprabhu was speaking. The Krishna Shakti, there has to be this divine empowerment. It has to be the will of Krishna. If it's Krishna's will to distribute himself, then nothing will obstruct that flow. And if it's not Krishna's will, there's nothing you can do to warrant it or to force it. This is also there. No diksham nacha satkriyam purushcharjam managikshate mantro yam rasana sprigeva palati shri krishna nam atmaka. And Rupa Goswami quoting Lakshmidhar. No diksham nacha satkriyam, no prerequisites. Required. It doesn't matter the pH quality of the soil. If it's Krishna's will to distribute himself, you know, thy will be done. And that's how this took place. Right? So the Krishna consciousness movement is there. All these books of Srila Prabhupada are there. With Chaitanya Bhagavat, etc. But Srila Sridhar is giving a unique perspective that was also much appreciated by Srila Prabhupada and all the disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur, including Saraswati Thakur himself. Right? So he's carrying the conception of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's the Rupa Nugadhara, the current of Rupa Goswami is alive and well in him. And so, as we began to hear these things, we noted they were unique expressions of Krishna conception. They were not redundant. Right. To maintain the prestige of Srila Prabhupada and his writings, just to publish something that was identical or repetitious or redundant of what was given there would have been an offense. What would be the need for such a thing? But so very carefully as we could, we identified, because I should preface this by saying, there will be certain things, of course, all disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur, just like all disciples of Prabhupada or Srila Sridhar Maharaj, they have certain things they will say that they've heard their Guru Maharaj say or that are favorite to him. So you'll see, and the disciples of Saraswati Thakur, they have a tendency to use certain examples, express certain things, that's there. But then there are some unique things also, according to each, according to their realization. As Srila Govinda Maharaj once said about two other god brothers and their style or method of delivery compared to Guru Maharaj. And he had affection for all of them, but he said, it's very like a waterfall. It's very intense and, just flowing and, intense, flowing, but like a waterfall, that waterfall-like intensity. So, but it's not very clear. And he said, another god brother, clear like a pond, but not very, enlivening or invigorating. And he said, and what is Guru Maharaj's way? He said, like a nectar fountain springing from the unknown quarter, constantly giving something fresh and original. Of course, he's biased, But Guru Maharaj himself said, what did he like about Saraswati Thakur? He said, one thing I liked about my Guru Maharaj, he was not vomiting what he heard from others. Okay? But giving something fresh, original. So when we're hearing these things from Srila Srila Maharaj, he's saying, reality of the beautiful. And he's giving some credit. He's saying, some French thinker named Martineau used the expression, he's repurposing these things. You know, the diet to live of Hegel, Hegel's self-determination, Guru Maharaj's repurposing, and what's the other word? I guess that's the best word. Repurposing them. But there's another word that begins with an A. Appropriating them for Krishna conception. Because people are under the influence of this modern type of thinking. So as one of the God brothers in praise of Guru Maharaj, the Saraswati Thakur said, having spent time with him preaching, said, you'll be happy to know whether he's dealing with an ancient Sanskritian, someone who's just only will accept something that's from Ved, Purana, etc. You say, you're being perfectly represented there, or if it's someone who's under the influence of modern European thinking. Right. So when he said, reality of the beautiful, I mean, we fell in love with this concept. He's saying, search for Sri Krishna. Who is Krishna? Reality, the supreme reality. And what is that? Reality of the beautiful. And what's the support? Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Right. So search for Sri Krishna. You know, hey Radhe Brajite Vike Chalalite Hey Nanda Shuno Kutaha. Prabhupada said, the six Goswami, what are their moves? They're searching for Krishna, for Radha and Krishna and the Brajagopis. And Guru Maharaj said, the search for Sri Krishna, Krishnanu Sandan. Mahaprabhu, Kahan Karum Kahan Pan Brajendra Nandan. Right. He's but what is before that? Murali Vadan. When after taking sannyas, he's madly going in search for Sri Krishna. We've heard Vedanta, you know, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now that you've achieved the human form of life, it's time to inquire, to make spiritual inquiry, to inquire about your spiritual identity. Right? Brahma Jigyasa means spiritual inquiry. The Guru Maharaj, following that theme, dive deep, go deeper. What did he say? Rasa Jigyasa. Now, Satyam Shivam Sundaram Sat Chit Anandam. Sat, existence, chit, cognizant, anandam, pleasure, happiness, rasa, rasananda. Now is not only the time to try and understand your spiritual nature, your spiritual identity, but its necessity, its inner necessity. And what is that? Rasa. And who is Krishna? Rasa Raj. And who is Mahaprabhu? Rasa Raj Mahabhav Dui Ekarup. The two combined. Right. Revealed to whom? Ramananda. Right. So, gradation. When I would meet with Guru Maharaj and I would ask questions based on what I'd read in Srila Prabhupada's books, he saw that they were not structured. I would ask one question, then another question. They were not consistent. So he said to me once, haven't you gone through Brihad Bhagavatamritam? And at the time I said, no. And he said, there you'll see gradation and structure. Right? And then if someone said, everything is in Prabhupada's books. Well, read in Prabhupada's books where he says, Brihad Bhagavatamritam, it's Sanatana Goswami's most important book. Anyone who wants to understand Krishna consciousness must read this book. That's also in his book. Right there in the book. Search it in the Vedabase and see if what I'm saying is true. He says, you must read this book. So then what are you going to do? Anyway, So then reading them, we see, oh, so, you know, this position, that Shiva's in the middle and above. Then we go to, where, you know, Brahma, Karma Misra Bhakti, Shiva, Jnana Misra Bhakti, Prahlad, Shuddha Bhakti, Hanuman, Dasya Rasa, the Pandava, Sakya Rasa, Vatsalya represented in the Yadavas and Uddhava, and then the gopis. Gradation, structure, the Ramananda Sambhad, favorite to Guru Maharaj, it's all about gradation. Iho bahya agi gaho, that's external, go higher. What is external? Bhagavad Gita. Ramananda presents Bhagavad Gita to Mahaprabhu as an answer to his question, Mahaprabhu, that's external. Bhagavad Gita is external. In that dialogue, in that portion of that part of that dialogue, yeah, that's what Mahaprabhu says. Go deeper. What is the first thing he accepts? Jnane priyasam udapasana manta eva. Stane stita shruti gatam tanuvan manobhya. Hear from his agent. That's your first contact with reality. That's Mahaprabhu's response. And what is Ramananda Sambhad about? Gradation. Guru Maharaj is always emphasizing gradation, which means quality. One thing is superior, higher, deeper than another. And if someone wants to understand progressive Krishna consciousness, they have to become acquainted with that. Upadeshamritam, gradation. Right. So, when we decided to make these books, and on that, and I should say also that when I thought that that's what should be done on the basis of the transcriptions, recordings that were being made, because when I came to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj and expressed this idea, like to make recordings of him. And he said, as your life's engagement. And I said, yes. And he said, my Guru Maharaj, we said this. He said, I wanted to collect the maximum from my Guru Maharaj. And I did. He said, but my tendency for distribution was not so great. By that, what did he mean? That he would prefer to discuss higher level talk, subject matter in a small group than something more generic for a large group. That's just the way he is. He's saying, so I wanted to collect the maximum from my Guru Maharaj, and I did. He said, but my tendency for distribution was not so great. Which I might have differed with, being the beneficiary of his distributing tendencies. But it wasn't time for me to speak. And he said, but what I want from you, he said, you will collect from me and then go and distribute that and then come back and collect from me. And this, you'll, for you, it'll be like that. Collect, distribute. And I hope we're still trying to do that. So, but I have to say this one thing on Reality the Beautiful, because it comes to my mind. How Guru Maharaj could take things from the Western canon and employ them in the service of Mahaprabhu and promoting Krishna conception. So, for example, when he quoted the poet, I believe it's Wordsworth, writing this poem about this girl, Lucy Gray, he encounters in the forest, and she's next to a stream. So the stream is going by, you know, making those beautiful, like our little waterfall there in the back. And the girl's sitting next to the stream, and what does he say? That the one person observed about that, he's saying that ear beauty contributed to eye beauty. You understand? sound made what was seen more beautiful. That's reality to beautiful. That is Guru Maharaj in a nutshell, that ability to extract that. Think of that. That's a poet from the Western world in the 19th century. To take that and employ it masterfully in service to Mahaprabhu's Krishna conception. That's original. Right? So ear beauty contributed to eye beauty, and so many things like that. So, and when I told Guru Maharaj, and since he approved my going to the West and preaching, sharing what I'd collected from him, distributing that, then I thought, well, this is really good. He's what I really want, feel the inspiration to do, he's sanctioning. And not only that, he's enthusiastically encouraging me to do that. And then I thought, well, why not just say it? And I said, and I'm thinking with the recordings and the transcriptions I'm making too, and I was about to say it, he said, make a book. I said, yes. And he said, yes, make a book. How can we tolerate that those who are going away, disappointed, brokenhearted, being separated from Mahaprabhu and this divine nectarine substance, and we will sit by idly? No, save those people, do relief work. And I was sort of like floating off the top of his veranda at that point. And I thought, now I have a mission, right, to the best of my ability, represent these conceptions to others, and also to publish them. So then when it came to publishing, there's so many transcripts, and with the help particularly of Mahayogi, Bhaktivedanta Mahayogi, we had to think that if Guru Maharaj is all about gradation and structure, then we can't just take some transcripts and, it'll be good to just take some and publish them. But for it to truly represent him, it should be the way he would do it. It should be structured. So it should start in a particular place and end in a particular place. And there should be a reason why something's in the beginning and something's in the middle and something's in the end. So, and later, in one of the last meetings I have with Srila Guru Maharaj, you know, he would say, and I just say this because he would say, like, your books. And I say, no, Maharaj, they're your books. And he goes, no, they're your books. No, they're your books. Why? He said, no, I was speaking randomly. He said, and he told me about Vyas, Samas, and Vyas. He said, one means to gather together, and the other means to structure. He said, so what I spoke in a random way, you gathered together, and then you structured that. So that he was telling me what I'd done without realizing what I'd done, in a sense. So we were very happy to hear that. But I think we're trying to do that. Maybe it didn't always succeed, but for the most part, particularly in this book. So it's supposed to begin in a particular way and end in a particular way. So the book is called The Search for Sri Krishna, Reality, the Beautiful. So, well, Guru Maharaj himself understood what we did when I presented it to him. Because when I, and just as a note about that, was that, you know, deadlines are good. Sometimes there's some people who believe without a deadline, you don't get anything done. And we know once there's a deadline, some people don't do a lot. They wait till the very end and then do a lot. Guru Maharaj once said to me, he said, Goswami Maharaj, he is a man who conserves his energy. He said, and then at the time of the greatest necessity, he comes through with full force. So I said, thank you, Maharaj, for putting it that way. conserves his energy. You could express that another way, but I wouldn't do that. And with all this auspiciousness and the error. So the deadline was the Gaur Purnima, right, of 1983. And so we're working, and I remember one night we're going on a final edit with Mahayogi Maharaj, and we're in our, with our typesetter, And it was so absorbing. At one point, I had to go do something, which that room, I should say, didn't have a window. So he's at the type, and we're going over this, and it's very intense, very absorbing, and I had to leave. I forget why, but to leave the room and go out. And because we had started at around that particularly, say, 10 o'clock. And when I went into my room to check on something, I noticed that it was 7 o'clock in the morning, that it was daylight. And then I thought, this is very absorbing. So many devotees helped. It was, Bahubhir Militat Tadeva Sankirtanam. As Jiva Goswami says, when many come together to promote Krishna consumption. So, but it was down to the last minute, and the books were at the printer, and they're coming back, and we're flying to Los Angeles, and then to like Hong Kong, or something, and then to India, and we're only in Los Angeles for like an hour, tickets, and that's where the advanced copies of the book came. So I ran over there, collected them, got on a flight, went. And when we got to India, it was Gaur Purnima, which means also holy. So they're throwing colors and doing all that stuff. Somehow, we were offered a ride to Mayapur. And went on this, got off there at the front gate, and then we went, got on a boat, crossed the Jalungi and the Sarasvati, to go to the Mat. And when we arrived at the Mat, the moon on Gaur Purnima had risen. That's called meeting a deadline. So when we presented the search for Sri Krishna, Reality the Beautiful, to Srila Guru Maharaj, this beautiful Gaur Purnima, full golden moon, was like shining on him. And so I was showing the cover and turning each page and telling him what was on it. But as I was doing that, like sometimes I would start to read an excerpt from it, he would finish it. Because it was like the book and him, and he was the book and the book was him. It would go back and forth. So it's not like I was reading him something that he was unfamiliar with. So when I would read, I'd read like a part and then he would finish what it said without reading it. That was very wonderful. And then I came, there was this picture of Srila Saraswati Thakur, that famous one there. And normally you should put something like, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, founder of Sri Gaudiya Math, and its missions, or, you know, that would be appropriate. But there was something else Guru Maharaj had said, and I just thought, I want to put this. And it said, you know, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he declared totalitarian war against Maya, including all other religions. You know, like that. And I thought, and when we came to that part, and Guru Maharaj is very excited, and Srila Govinda Maharaj, and then we're thinking, like, oh, I wonder what he's going to say to this. He might say, like, it's too much. And so I said, he declared totalitarian war against Maya, including all other existing conceptions of, you know. And Guru Maharaj started to smile, and he said, if you didn't say anything else about our Guru Maharaj, he would be properly represented there. I went, yeah. But then we come toward the end, right, this last chapter. And I said, this book is structured in a particular way. So the inspiration came that the book is about searching for Sri Krishna, reality the beautiful. But what we want to show, how compelling is that? That Krishna himself is searching for Sri Krishna, reality the beautiful, as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And what is the evidence that we're quoting from Prema Dama Deva Stotram? Toward the end there, where it says, what is the, you know, Savali, Purna Sokya Lakshanam. What is it? I forget the line, but it's saying Purna Sokya Lakshanam. This is the lakshan, the symptom of ultimate happiness, of the ultimate reality. Right. Savarlila, anyway. And this reminds me of a time when in the afternoon, and Srila Guru Maharaj was sitting on that, so that, like that in that picture. In the afternoon, he would sit there looking towards the deities. In the morning, he'd sit on the other side of the wall looking towards the Yogpith and Mayapur. So this in the afternoon. And sometimes I would come and see him, and this one, and you see there, like, he has a hand, and he said, I say that the ultimate reality is dancing. What do you say? And it took me by surprise. And I thought, I've never heard it expressed that the ultimate reality is dancing. And he said, yes. That's what I say, the ultimate reality is dancing. What do you say? And then he began to explain, and this is the end of the search for Sri Krishna in the last chapter. Atmalila Sarvasiddha Purnalokya Sokya Lakshanam. That's what it is. He's saying, when you are totally satisfied with yourself, okay, please be, you know, like the original word ecstatic means to just like, you can't contain yourself in yourself, you're besides yourself, outside yourself. So Guru Maharaj is saying, when you're just so utterly pleased that you can't contain your joy, what is the outcome? Is dance. It manifests an ecstatic dance, uncontrollable ecstatic dancing. He's saying, so the ultimate reality, like when we say, Om Purnam Adak Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachate, for example, Purna. One way to parse that is on the basis of, you know, complete and fullness, and that's not untrue. But another concept, you know, like containing everything, right? Or, you know, being within everything, different ways. But another concept of being full is when you're just fulfilled, totally happy, satisfied. Right? That's why he said, Atma Siddha. When you're, when Krishna is, when is his highest level of self-fulfillment? Seeing it reaches its zenith point as Mahaprabhu. We're there. What is he doing? Is setting me? He's taking his own name in the mood of Radharani. And as he says elsewhere in Premadanta Stotram, the cause is the effect, the effect is the cause. Right? On one hand, we can say he's taking the name Krishna, Krishna Nam, and it's making him dance ecstatically as the outcome. But what is he doing thereby? He's distributing Krishna Nam. So it's the cause of his joy, and the effect is more nam taking. Right? So he's saying that Mahaprabhu, this is Krishna in his most fulfilled, happy position. And that's why he's dancing so happily and ecstatically, and that's why Guru Maharaj said, I say that the ultimate reality must be dancing. Right. And the ultimate reality, its highest expression, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raso Varjam Rasopyasya Param Drishva Nivartate. So we thought, yes, we'll begin with the search for Sri Krishna, and in the end, we have Krishna is also searching for Krishna. Right. And as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Nusandan. That was the idea. Hare Krishna. And that was the question, right? Right, just checking. And I should just say, this was not lost upon Guru Maharaj that we decided to end the book that way. He liked it. And he started saying it. That's it. Then, as I'm reading it to him, then he starts saying it. Because he wrote it, he composed the Premadama Stotram, and all these things that we put in the book, of course, they're from him. But that, he was really pleased to see that that's the way the book concluded. Because later, when he said to me once, of all the we published, Search for Sri Krishna, Reality the Beautiful, then we made a Guru book, Sri Guru and His Grace, then Golden Volcano of Divine Love, Golden Volcano of Divine Lava, Loving Search for the Lost Servant, Subjective Evolution of Consciousness. And Guru Maharaj said to me, which is your favorite? And I was dumbstruck, because first of all, I was wondering, like, is there a right or wrong answer to this question? And I just couldn't, something didn't come immediately. But while I was sitting there thinking about it, Guru Maharaj, like a, like a shy, embarrassed teenager, you know, who is in love, and going to say the name of their, he said, I like Golden Volcano. And then I say, naturally, Mahaprabhu Radharani. And just so that people don't misunderstand, you don't get any more Krishna than from Mahaprabhu or Radharani. Not even if you go direct, you can't get more Krishna than through her. Therefore, she's Krishnamoyi. And all the devotees are exclusively devoted to her, the highest devotees of this line, the Rupa Nuga line, Lalita, Srupdamadar, Rupa. They're always promoting her. They're not interested to go directly to Krishna. Because the constitutional capacity of a jiva soul to exchange rasa with Krishna is limited at best. She's an equal in the transaction. Rasaraj Mahabhav. She can extract the highest quality and highest quantity of rasa from Rasaraj Krishna. And out of gratitude to her serving group, she's sharing with them. Ladini Shakti Pushti Kar, she's nourishing them. So there's a strategy as well. And that we learned sitting at the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj. But back to that conversation of him and Prabhupada, just to give us help, when Achyutananda said, heard them talking and asked Prabhupada, like, what were you talking about? It looks so, you know, intense. And Prabhupada said, oh, he has very high, deep realizations of Krishna. If I told you, you would faint. Right? And what was one of them, he was saying, from the Gita, where Krishna says, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayanti Te. Tesham Satyuktanam Yogash Tesham Satyuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. There's one of the nutshell slokas. It has a particular way it may be represented generally. But Guru Maharaj is taking the last line saying, Yenamam Upayanti Te. This Upayanti is indicative of Upapati, which means paramoya. It's indicative of Parakya Bhav. That was the kind of discussion he and Srila Prabhupada had. Not for everyone. And Prabhupada saying, if I told you, you would faint. And that fainting means we're not able to sustain consciousness in that plane. Two types of fainting. So deeply in that plane, unable to maintain consciousness externally, or it's too much for one there, you become fainted there, aware here. Can't sustain there. What does Bhaktivinoda Thakur compare it to? Lightning. When there's darkness, when there's lightning, momentarily everything is illuminated and revealed, and then gone. And you can't go, oh, I want that. I want to sustain that. Cannot. The higher devotees have that aspiration and capacity. But our good fortune is to serve them, to serve the higher Vaishnavas, and by their grace, some lightning-like illumination may come to us from time to time, and we're happy and faint. Happily fainted. We'll make t-shirts. Happily fainted. Hare Krishna. Search for Sri Krishna, reality, the beautiful. Krishnanu Sandan. It was so. And when we first published a couple chapters just to see what it was going to be like and everything, it was actually done by some people we didn't know were fundamentalist Christians, this little ma and pa printing operation. And so all the books were gone. We wanted to print some more of them. And went back and they said, we can't do it. And we're going, like, why not? You have the plates. They go, that's not the problem. And you're like, why can't you do it? And they said, we read it. Like, even they knew it was powerful. Like, we can't do this. This will destroy what we believe in. who reads this? Who will be interested in what we have afterwards? I'm interpreting. But the beauty of Krishna conception is there. is there. And to this day, if you read these books of Srila Guru Maharaj, you will feel his presence, his association. Really, people would read these books and undergo a conversion experience having never met him personally. With Srila Govinda Maharaj, it's almost the inverse. People would meet him and be overwhelmed by his love and affection, loving and affectionate dealings with them. With Guru Maharaj, people would read or hear some concept of his and undergo a conversion experience. Hare Krishna. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Sula Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Ki Jai, the search for Sri Krishna reality, the beautiful. Ki Jai, Krishna Anusandhan, Rasa Sandhan. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namo Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namo Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Namo Gopal Govinda Ram Ji Madhusudan Girijadi Gopinath Madana Mohan Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chanda Garadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Diva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Chai go chai kori charana bandan Jaha hoi te vignanas abhishta puran Chai go chai jar mui taro da Kansabara padare Kandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sane Vaas Janame Janame More Ehi Abhilas E Chai Go Chai Jabe Braje Kwelo Vaas Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korila Prakash Anande Boro Hari Bhaja Vrindavan Sridharu Vaishnava Pade Majayaman Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriyas Kori Nam Sankirtan Koe Nara Kamodai Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paribraja Kansarjasa Tarasata Sri Srimad Subhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Shilabhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Shilabhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Jiu Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Nama Charja Sri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shvasari Go Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadeep Dham Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai. Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tosi Devi Ki Jai. Om Vishnu Pad Vishpa Varenya Srilasi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata Charja Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimala Avadhut Maharaj Ki Jai. Seva Vrinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Nithai Go Premanande.
Hare Krishna. Sri Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.